Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, you need to prepare. We're going to be talking about, from Billy Graham's ministry, a magazine called Decision, what they're talking about in just a moment. But you got to prepare yourself. And one way that you can prepare yourself is get right with God. You know, nobody's perfect. I think right now this great pressure may have come on you, and you kind of went back into to who you used to be, and then you're thinking, you're throwing your hands up. But the opposite should happen. The same grace, the same mercy, same God, that you can turn back to him and start getting ready. You know, God dealt with the sin issue with Jesus. If we make Jesus the Lord of our life, we become his disciple. So then we say, you know what, I want to get right with God. And we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. And you can find out how we did it and how you can as well. But then you got to begin to abide with him. It's so important. You got to begin to hear. He says, my sheep know my voice, not my sheep's pastors, not my sheep's apostles, not my sheep's organizations. He says, my sheep know my voice. So you're supposed to know the voice of God. You need to know the voice of God, because there's so many voices going on right now. In the name of God, there's so many things being said. And you got to know that's God, because if you're just assumed that so-and-so hears from God and you have no amen, and amen means this, Jesus said the same thing to you. And so when you heard your leader say that, you already were hearing that in your heart. It bears witness with you. Amen's not, okay, that's what he said, let's do it. That's what she said, let's do it. It bears witness with you. And the third thing is, you got to begin to rethink church. I mean, you got to begin to rethink it. If you don't, you know, how church is being done right this moment, based on what the Lord's telling us, is going to change dramatically. It's just not going to work. It's not over. It's not something new going to happen. God wants us to get back where, you know, we have a relationship around him and around each other. You know, I think about when Pat and I were in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, and Pastor Leo DeJesus is there. He's talking about how the pastors basically abandoned the flock in in New Orleans. They were scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because that methodology of doing church, you really don't know nobody. You know, I saw you at the banquet or something. But you got to know a few people who know you and know God, and y'all hear God together and begin to understand the church is a people. You're the building of God, and that Christ dwells amongst you, even where two or more are gathered in his name. No matter what else you're doing, you're going to need to build a small relationship with a few other couples, a few other families, and we're going to begin to explore that. We're going to talk about the Vine seminars that are coming up. You can register. We have a very small amount of people we're going to be able to have at this particular seminar, but it's all about rethinking church. You know, God walked us through those learning lessons, and we're going to talk more about this after the break, but how to rethink it. It was not as easy as you think it was, because we had so much religion in us and things that men's philosophies.
Well, I'm excited
that,
about the seminar. We've had them in different cities, in New Jersey, and we've had them in Texas and
that's
Florida.
Cool. Yeah.
But I'm really excited about this new Vine seminar.
Maybe it's just you. There's just a few folks that can do this, and you can register by going to VFNTV.com and click on the events, and it's the Vine seminar. Begin to register for it, and the date's going to be announced when that select few are registered for. If you have not got a copy of Decision Magazine, you can get this, you know, for a small offering from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. You can get it digitally, or you can get a magazine. But I thought it was pretty interesting, because this just arrived, and you can go to probably see it on your screen, how the web address to be able to get to there to be able to see it yourself. But it was interesting was, you know, we're hearing about, you know, God exacting judgment and innocent bloodshed and abandonment, judgments potentially on America from these folks. And you're seeing, oh my goodness, we have aborted. If Canada was our babies, we aborted Canada plus
Israel.
Plus Israel's 8 million. Sweden is 8 million.
Yeah.
Talk to us. How many?
In fact,
so if you took their, you know, probably 60 million, because you're talking about 70 million. So we'll just talk about countries. If our children were citizens in countries, how many countries have we killed?
Well, I'll just list you a few. We would have eliminated Colombia, would have eliminated Spain.
Okay, Colombia. So Colombia would not be anymore.
Gone.
Because America aborted it since 1973. Yeah. The whole population.
The whole population.
How many is in?
48 million.
48 million, wow.
48 million.
Okay.
Spain, completely gone. 47 million. Gone.
Spain?
Gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Argentina, gone.
This is huge. This is more important than the wars that have been going on, because if you add up all the wars that ever happened, do you have that? If you add up every war that happened and all the deaths that took place in it, we actually aborted more children than was killed in all the wars since World War I, World War II, the Spanish-American War.
Let me give you some rapid countries just to tell you real quick. This is means the entire country would have been eliminated. Colombia, Spain, Argentina, Ukraine, Algeria, Poland, Sudan, Iraq, Canada.
These are the countries we're talking about all the time.
Uganda, Morocco, Saudi Arabia.
How can we not think that God is upset with us, not upset with us, because we've killed that many people that could populate these nations?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to make that link available to you on the VFN Torch so you can see and compare the populations of the nations. And understand, when you're talking about America doing something, when you talk about 18% of American population has been aborted, that's the third largest country in the world's population. This is not like 8 million people in Israel or 8 million people in Sweden or whatever. This is 350 million people in a nation.
That's right.
You have China and India, and then you have America. That's how big we are. We're just huge. And I thought it was pretty interesting in this magazine that did you find the war? Okay, well, look at this right here. It's 1311. 1311. This is what this magazine, the articles that it has in there. He talks about, we will not bow. And this is right now. He's saying, you know, we will not bow. Remaining faithful as a nation opposes God. Is there a closer image than that you have? Is that it? Bring that back up again. Bring that back up again so they can see that. Now, this is right in the Decision magazine. And look what they're saying. You know, we will not bow. We talked about that. You hear that today's program. It's either bow or burn. David Barton's talking
That's
about,
right.
You know, we're going to stand. And this is Billy Graham's magazine. Okay, you can pull it down. But he's talking about remaining faithful as the nation opposes God. Now, nobody wanted to say that. Nobody wants to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But look at everywhere. Everybody, they're opposing God.
Catch a clue.
You know, and people say, well, they're still talking about God. You can actually flatter God with your lips and deny him with your fruit and what you're doing. And he talks about that in the book of Titus. When Paul was writing his last letter to Timothy, he was saying, this is how it's going to be in the end days. And it's so opposed to God in so many different areas. You can almost think you're right when you're dead wrong yourself. You got to check yourself continually going, oh, my goodness, this is not right. I'm reading in God's word. I got to repent. And in the context of that, that this just came out. This is actually November's issue for Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And this is exactly what the Lord is laying on our hearts. You know, how to remain faithful as a nation opposes God. And you're looking at this huge acceleration. This is like, it's like rapid acceleration. And it's just like, and it's important too. You think, you know, why would I want to watch VFN TV over a world news program. Right. One is they're just going to download you with a whole bunch of catastrophes, which is a consequence for what we're doing, versus we're going to tell you, hey, this is God speaking to us, giving you a biblical perspective of the news, but then what to do with the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know.
Sure.
If we don't do that, understand, God is speaking volumes to us. And if you look at what Rick Joyner's word was, and you saw it in the beginning of the program, that all of a sudden this radical Islamic gang was just pouring into the country like a virus sweeping over the Southwest. If you're planning on moving to the Southwest, we had one of our audience members that asked, he said, is it all right? You think it's okay for my 20 children to move to California? Is there a place or church there? I'm thinking like, I wouldn't move to California right now. I wouldn't move to New Mexico. I wouldn't move to Nevada. I wouldn't move
south of Texas.
I wouldn't even move to, you know, we were going to be, I wouldn't even move to Texas right now. You know what I'm saying? Especially Southwest Texas. But from Southwest Texas all the way over, you're looking at some pretty major things. And we're going to be talking about a future program, how they're saying, the New York Times is saying, I believe, that Russia's submarines are hovering over our cables that connect us to the world, where we send approximately 10 trillion exchanges a day in, and things just shut down. It's amazing what's going on. More flexibility obviously meant, oh, we're going to give you the world, you know.
Yeah.
And you heard what Pat Robinson just said. You heard that going to a break. He says, this is what's coming. The dollar, people are not going to want it anymore. By the way, when no matter how many greenbacks you have, how many dollars you have, when they're not worth anything, they're not worth anything, which means you have nothing anymore, like the Weimar Republic. So he's saying, we will not bow, remaining faithful as the nation opposes God. So you're seeing, and I talked, I believe, this Sunday at the VFN Dream Center, and it's going to be available to all of our partners, all that is, but your partnership for any amount, you always have access to that. But we got to get back to the words of Jesus, because Jesus was not trying to save nations. He's wanting to save people. And this is the byproduct of a lot of folks that know Jesus in America. America gets saved. The nation itself gets saved. But if the people are lost, who needs the nation? Who needs
That's
the
right.
Constitution?
Absolutely.
And so it's like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? A Christ follower who loves God and loves people and leads other people to do the same, that's what will actually bring. So it's living. I remember John Paul Jackson talking about before he passed in the prophetic word about all these happenings. He said the greatest warfare that you could actually have, or what to do in these crises, is to live a life that's right before God and man, which is hard enough in this environment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And another particular article, you got to see this other one, from the Decision magazine, the same magazine, is 1307. Was preparing for persecution.
Yes.
This is Billy Graham.
Yes.
Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, preparing for persecution. Let's go through a closer one so you can see a little bit more
this
about the
amazing,
image.
This is an amazing, amazing article.
That's Billy Graham that you see right there on the left side of the screen. And go a little bit closer to the title. I think the next one comes up. But he's talking about, you know, preparing for persecution. Preparing for persecution. And
in this article, Greg, he talks about how, you know, the Bible clearly tells us as Christians we're going to be suffering persecution. And in America, we've been blessed, I guess, if you want to say, that we haven't faced persecution on any kind of real level. Yeah. And his concern is that when we do, there's going to be many people that are going to deny the faith as a result of the persecution that they're about to face, that they have no idea is upon us.
Yeah, and it is, you know, you don't hear us anymore. We warned.
Yes.
We're just kind of letting you know, about that. But understanding that, and we have everything available for you. You need to prepare. You need to prepare for this. The church, the way it is right now, is just like, you know, as we showed, as a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to show you what happened to a really great church of people, John Hagee's church in San Antonio, and how vulnerable we are in the expression that we have. To get an idea, we got to rethink how we're actually fellowshipping as a church. It's not to run away. It's to strengthen ourselves. You know, one particular writer says it's the unpersecutable church because you can't find it.
Mm.
And it's when you think about how the biggest part of the church is in Asia because of operating in this way, the way that the disciples taught us to do it. Rethinking church. I mean, you're looking at, you know, we got to be prepared. There's one church, you know, of which Jesus is the head. God the Father is his Father. His Spirit dwells with us. And so when we're watching our brothers and sisters be beheaded, that's the church being persecuted. When you're watching Pastor Saeed put in prison, that's the church put in prison in Iran. When we're watching Israel being surrounded, that's God's folks being surrounded in Israel. And the Lord specifically showed me that this whole thing has been unfolding over a period of time. But one thing the Lord talked to me about, and I talked to you about it, is when John Kerry became the Secretary of State. I mean, I knew the hour he would speak. He went live on television and spoke to the whole world. And for Christians, for sure, they were going to be dealt with. We're going to be put on the lower rung of the ladder of the world. And that's what's happening right this very moment. And we have to wake up. You know, God's saying something. One, of course, is repent, but he's fulfilling what he wants. Now, God's plans are always going to happen. Just so you know that, you know, when they talked about in Acts chapter 4, why do men wage war? Why do kings plot and plan against you? That nothing will succeed against the will and the way of God. But God wants you to make it. He wants you to be with him forever, and that happens only through making Jesus the Lord of your life, you know, accepting him and then following him. Everything in America that's preached that you do not have to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you do not have to be his disciple, follow him, want to follow him, you know, that's just false. Yeah, I mean, just if you get married, your wife or your husband is going to want you to come home and want to be there. You know, that just is. And we're, you know, us being evil, I mean, that's a commitment. He even refers to his church as his bride. And so understand it's a loyalty. We're not perfect, you know. We sin, but we have
a drawing, a desire, a compassion to want to be united with the one who saved us.
And he tells
us that's a natural byproduct.
But he tells us that, you know, if you do sin, if you confess your sins, you know, just to call it what it is.
But think about that confession, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and they that's actually in here in this Decision Magazine as well.
How often, just been speaking about that, how often do we miss the word actually confession? The word confession actually means to admit. And I think many people today overlook, don't want to look at the things that are sin in their life. And it all begins with confession. Yes, 1 John 1:9 says that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
If we confess our sins.
But the first part of that is that if we confess. Yes. And that is to say, yes, God, I admit that indeed I've done this.
And he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's what's so cool is like, okay, so if you confess that sin and you're making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, listen, men are not going to forget things. Mm. You know, men are going to, you know, get ready for not only being falsely accused, but being accused of
rightly
the truth.
Accused.
Rightly accused. We got to say, I know. And that's why I love him so much.
That's right.
And he even talks about the cleansing confession. He talks about Psalms 51. You know, and that's when David was talking about his sin of murder and adultery and all these things that happened. And he confessed his sin. God forgave him. And he is the lineage of Jesus Christ. And he is spoken about in the very last chapter of the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he forgives. And so understanding that we're in these days, we've got to begin to rethink church. They also talk about in the Decision Magazine. I say this because we've been saying this. But when you have Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's encouraging, isn't it?
It's very encouraging. You know, they're saying this, but the next particular article they talk about and have a police officer in here standing up. It's called Standing Up to Radical Atheism. Mm. Standing Up to Radical Atheist. And, you know, atheists are ones that just doesn't believe God at all, that we exist or anything. And he says that, you know, these atheists activist group is into much more than just defending separation of church and state. And they really are. I mean, if you ever make a bedfellow of evil, it will never be what it said it was. You know, that you just can't partner with evil. You can't negotiate with evil. You can't, and that's what's happening right now. There's a lot of negotiation with our nation, having bad covenants made with evil seated nations, which you know, we actually are evil, had evil things with ours as well. I mean, you pray against the enemies of Israel, and you start thinking like, that's us. Oh my goodness. And somebody says, well, that's Washington, D.C. Well, did you put them there? Yeah. Did you vote for them? 54 million Christians, John. 54 million Christians, I hear, did not even vote in the last election.
That's 20% of the population, roughly.
Well, according to what one particular person said, they said that if just 10 million Christians would have voted, it would have changed the outcome.
Wow.
Which means by you not voting, this is how we got it. Mm. You know, historically, you had a fight to have a new leader in your nation. Bloodshed would happen, all these different things. But America was an experiment of democracy, a republic, a representative government where we get to vote. 54 million Christian evangelicals didn't even vote.
Wow.
That's the ones who put this government in. That's the ones who caused this to be happening to Israel. You have to vote. That's how it works. It's better than fighting. It's better than than giving our sons and daughters to the cost of war. Mm-hmm. Just get in your car, get educated, find out what's going on, and vote for a person who is a godly person, a person who has a heart, who listens to God, not a person that's going to make you richer, but a person that's going to make us holier and more challenged in our walk with God. And, of course, this is not a theocracy, but we can actually vote Christians into office who have those kind of values. And so this evil that's being pushed is a great evil. And if you think that's bad what you're seeing, it's going to be worse. As a matter of fact, in our next program, we're going to be talking about how the Palestinian people, who our president has promoted, who the narrative is that they're just being hindered, and we have some things we'll talk about that, and they just need to be a two-state solution, that the imams in Gaza are holding up knives and saying we need an intifada. And while they're preaching their messages,
a knife
their peaceful religion, have these knives. And then you're going to hear about it, that even one of the Palestinian people in Gaza named their child Knife of Jerusalem. Mm. Now, this is Bob. This is Susie, and this is the Knife of Jerusalem, a brand new baby. And we're, our nation, our leaders are empathetic towards that. They're feeling, oh, we need to help. We need to, you know, and Israel's being surrounded right now. Nothing's going to, if Israel gets punched, we get punched. Mm-hmm. If the Jews are treated bad, the church is going to be treated bad. I mean, this is how it works.
That's right.
And we got to stand up for Israel and not be silent. Every nation will be judged based off how they respond to Israel. And one other particular article in the Decision magazine from Pilgrim Evangelistic Association, and you can see it right here on your screen where you can go get you a copy of it. I encourage you, you know, you got a digital version of it, is, but this particular article is The Do's and Don'ts of Suffering. The do's and don'ts of suffering. So let me tell you these in order. Let me tell you, this is what this one magazine has in it.
Wow.
It has, we will not bow, remaining faithful as the nation opposes God. It's sort of like saying, here we go. We're going to run into the wall. Brace yourself. Here it goes. How to remain faithful when a nation's running against God. And the next one is preparing for persecution, five ways to fortify yourself for the coming storm.
Wow.
The next one is, you know, standing up to radical atheists. Atheist activist groups are up to more than defending the separation of church and state. And then the next is, you know, the do's and don'ts of suffering and what true repentance is.
Mm.
It's like, what's he saying? Are they saying we're in trouble? We're in trouble. And what do you need to do? You need to rethink church. Church is not a building. It's you if you're a believer. The word of God is not written to your organization. It's written to you and to me. You have so many people that are so upset with what's happening in the building, why they themselves, being the building of God, are letting everything happen inside of them.
Wow.
But they've been, you got to understand, we've been taught that way. You know, that's been taught for years, like, welcome to the house of God. And so for years, you're thinking like, you know, we're driving by here, you know, and this one particular guy said, I think it was actually Lecrae. Lecrae was talking about that he was listening to this terrible music when he was young. But he said, but when they drove past the house of God, they would turn their music down and they'd pass the holy building. And once they passed it, they'd turn it back up again. Why? Because the narrative, the lie in America was, is the building is the church. As a matter of fact, they're beginning to write new articles of incorporation right now, trying to protect the organization and the building. It's like, John, they're writing laws. They're writing, you can't commit this sin. You can't commit that sin. Anybody's part of this club or this thing is like,
I wonder who could be a member of that.
Well, the whole thing is like Mary couldn't, you know, and so David couldn't, you know, and that, you know, one of the, you know, of all the books, you know, Ben Carson's saying right now, the most important book to read is what?
Rules for Radicals.
Rules for Radicals. You saw that in the beginning of our program. Why? Because you're looking at, they're happening all around us. Lucifer used these rules, you know, in the beginning of time. The book's dedicated to him, but it says, this is one of the rules, make them live up to their own laws. Jesus died because we couldn't live up to the law. So if you start writing laws like, I'm, you know, we don't like this, we don't like that, we're not going to have this around here, at some point you're going to have to write yourself out.
That's right.
And he says, if you broke one, you broke them all. We don't need to please men. We need to please God. We need to turn to God. We got to begin to rethink church. And this Vine seminar, I'm telling you, it's a small group of people are going to be able to impart the things that have been imparted to us. And it's, I'm telling you, being in the church instead of going to the church is the most exhilarating thing you could ever do. It's an amazing thing. It's actually a joy. Yeah. It's a joy to be in the church. And we're here to help you get there. If not, we would be there. And so I want to pray with you. I want to go to VFNTV.com, sign up for the Vine Seminar. It is time to be the vine that God's called us to be. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, Lord, we love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sins. I thank you for the grace that you have put in my life, Lord God. And I pray right now for those that are watching and listening, Father God, that you would meet them as well, Father God, that they would understand how much you love them and the plan that you have for their life, Lord, that there's no reason to panic, but we need to prepare, Lord God, to hear your voice, to follow you as our Lord, and to seek your forgiveness and your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord God. And I just pray right now as each and every one that you would speak that peace over them, help them begin to rethink. And there's some pastors out there, you're wondering what you're going to do with your flock. Listen, the Lord has shown me, pastors coming to me of large groups of believers who meet in your ministry that you had to come and find this wisdom out. It is time. It's time to be the vine that God's called us to be. And I just pray, Lord, to give you that kind of wisdom. Everything's okay. Jesus is the one. He's the one that's Lord of the church. And the church is about to grow and advance like it never has before. In Jesus' name, God bless it. Thanks for watching.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.